This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One, two, three.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, this is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it, your health and your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. There's hope that we have every single day to be able to thrive and be able to live the life that we were designed to have. Let's go to the phones. Kick it off with Jane. Hi, Jane.
I started having a pain in my right knee. I've never had anything like this before, and I take good care of myself. I'm not overweight, and I just wanted to see what I had to say about it.
Well, the knee pain, especially if it comes on suddenly like that, could be a lot of different things. I mean, there's, I always say it's a lot of could be's. So it could be rheumatoid arthritis that's just now showing itself. It could be osteoarthritis. It could be, issue with the kneecap. It could be a vitamin D deficiency. It also could be, from the alternative medicine side, there's some thoughts and beliefs that emotional health can play a role in joint pain. So joint aches and pains, for example, if serotonin levels get low, then people can deal with things like fibromyalgia, which is that achiness within a lot of the soft tissue, muscle, tendons, ligaments, that sort of thing. So that could be something that could be playing a role in it as well. But also, it could be something simple. It could be generalized inflammation that could be there. You could have been walking or done some kind of exercise activity that could have aggravated it. So there's a lot of reasons of what it could be. I would get some lab testing done. Go to your physician. Is a great way to go. Have that checked out and see exactly what the numbers are. And if they need to run any further tests, they can check. But look at your diet, too, and look at your sleep patterns, because sleep patterns can play a big role in this. One of the big ones is, if they've done studies on this, too, there's almost like a false arthritis that can form if you don't get very much sleep on a regular basis. So if you're only getting, say, three, four hours of sleep at a time, maybe you can't sleep, you're waking up a lot, going to the bathroom, whatever it might be, whatever's keeping you up, maybe it's emotional stress of some kind, that all can play a role and can really get things out of balance. So I would encourage you just to look into some of that and get some testing done, find out the results, and keep us posted. All right, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give us a call or go to the website. You go to teamlifestyle.com. Whatever you're struggling with, realize that the body can get sick. It can also get well. It's about lifestyle. It's about choices that we make every day. And the good news is, whatever choice you decide to make when it comes to your health, if you've made some really, really bad ones over a period of time, you can make some good ones. And it's about making those choices so your body and you can begin to thrive again, because you really can if you're willing to take the chance to make the choice. That's the key. And a lot of times people get stuck in their ruts and their bad habits and they don't want to change and they kind of get in their routines. But I can assure you that making new choices, whether it comes to exercise or eating healthy or sleeping better, whatever it might be, can make a really big difference in your overall health. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you haven't seen our app yet, it's at the App Store. You can go, of course, your iPhone, iPad, and it's On Call Radio. That's the app you want to look for. You can listen to the show from the day before all the way until we go live the next day. So it's a great way to catch something if you missed it, or or if you're maybe in an area that doesn't pick up real well, the signal's not that great, it's a great way just to listen to the show and be a part of the show. There's little technical gadgets on there where you can actually ask a question on the app, and we can take it as part of the show. A lot of people are doing that now. Pretty cool, and of course, you got to love that technology. 888-283-7272. RA is rheumatoid arthritis. It's a disease that can attack healthy tissue throughout the body in places where you don't expect it. And the RA symptoms range from mild, moderate, to severe. It's pretty typical, but here's some basic symptoms that you have to look at that could show up if you're dealing with RA. So bruising easily is number one. You might think of anemia if you bruise easily, but a lot of times autoimmune diseases like RA can cause your blood platelet counts to dip below the normal level, essentially due to RA. Your body uses or destroys a lot of the platelets faster than they're produced, and it can cause you to bruise a lot easier. Certain medications like prednisone are known to increase the risk of bruising, so I mean, if you're taking those kind of medications, just know that that's a potential. Now, with RA, it can also throw another one in the bag of tricks, anemia. So what doctors call anemia or inflammation of the chronic disease shouldn't be confused with iron deficiency anemia, which is the most common form of the condition. It's the second most common form of anemia, but the name suggests it's associated with a chronic disease, inflammatory disorders like RA and cancer. But the bottom line is with anemia, it's either iron or B12 typically, and it's the body's inability to make enough oxygen getting into the cell, and it can become a challenge, that's for sure. But iron deficiency, there's low levels of iron circulating in the blood, which is pretty common. You get that from your food supply. And ferritin is another big one to check. Have your doctor check that number on the blood test, because ferritin is kind of like the storage tank for iron. And it really, it goes in and allows the body to absorb, accumulate, and utilize the iron levels. And of course, if you don't get enough, then it becomes quite the challenge. But that's why vitamin C is a great way. So fruits and vegetables will raise vitamin C, which raises ferritin, which allows you to absorb a lot more of the iron, which will get the blood cell count up. Skin conditions and rashes, they're another big one. So RA can affect your skin. About 50% of people with RA develop rheumatoid nodules. These are lumps of tissue under the skin. They may also experience itchy hands and feet and skin rashes. Matter of fact, a lot of the painful rashes, which the skin ulcers and sores can form, they can make more of a serious condition related to the RA, which is a big one. Now, dry eye syndrome, pretty common when it comes to this. But eye conditions like what they call dry eye syndrome occurs with RA, but it also occurs with other rheumatoid or other autoimmune diseases, rather. And it's pretty common. So an omega-3 fatty acid deficiency, very, very common with the dry eye. Many people are not getting enough of the essential fatty acids that their body needs. We don't just get it. You have to actually take it in through a supplement or get it in through food supply. And that, of course, can make a big difference all the way around, especially when you're dealing with any kind of autoimmune condition. So here's my little deal when it comes to autoimmune conditions as a whole. One is you got to figure out exactly where the body is breaking down. There's two main systems in the body for autoimmune, and one is the T1 arm and the other is the T2 arm. So one of those systems is either active or it's dormant, and so you got to figure out which one is being more activated in the body. There's certain nutritional protocols that you can follow to be able to bring those levels down. Now, if one's dormant, obviously you want to keep that one down. So there's a yin and a yang at play. But the greatest thing and the greatest tool you can learn about autoimmune disease, whether it's lupus or Hashimoto's thyroiditis or RA, like we're talking about, Sjögren's syndrome, whatever it is, just realize that you can't get rid of it because of the genetic condition. However, if you learn what to do nutritionally, many times you can put a dimmer switch on that and at least get the symptoms to settle down. And that is a great achievement when you're looking at anything that has to do with autoimmune. 888-283-7272. We'll be right back with more On Call Radio.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of unique uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the marginalized fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
We'll be right back.
888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give us a call or go to the website. You go to teamlifestyle.com. Karen in Wabash, Texas says, I have really dry eyes. What can I do other than the over-the-counter medications? The dry eyes typically have to do with an omega-3 fatty acid deficiency. So pretty much just go to your doctor. You can get some testing done. They can find out if you have any of these deficiencies. But otherwise, fish oils like cod liver oil, salmon oil, krill oil, those are all fantastic. Will bring up the omega-3 fatty acid levels in the body, specifically the DHA levels, make a tremendous impact in your overall health. It can really get in and transition the way that your body's responding. Zinc sometimes can be another key mineral that you might want to look at. So it's really about finding those keys and, of course, making a big difference, knowing what your physician finds in the testing, or get someone, a lifestyle coach, lifestyle expert, someone to get in and get a good picture of exactly what's going on. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Go to teamlifestyle.com. And if you haven't found a lifestyle provider yet, these are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle care that we talk about. Pretty exciting. So check out the website. You go to teamlifestyle.com, and our team members are there to help you all along the way. Realistic targets now, they say, may boost exercise rates, experts say. People who are sedentary should focus on small increases in their activity level and not dwell on public health recommendations on exercise, according to new research. They're saying current targets call for about, really, they're saying about 150 minutes of weekly exercise or 30 minutes of physical activity at least 5 days a week. Although the standards don't need to be abandoned, they say they shouldn't be the primary message without exercise for inactive people. Experts argue that in two separate analyses about this, but when it comes to improving health and well-being, some activity is better than none. And according to one of the authors, Philip Sparling, he's a professor of the School of Applied Physiology at Georgia Institute of Technology in Atlanta. Think of exercise or physical activity as a continuum where one wants to move up the scale a bit and be a little bit more active, as opposed to thinking a specific threshold must be reached before any benefits are realized. So for people who are inactive or dealing with chronic health issues, a weekly goal of about 150 minutes of exercise may seem unattainable, and as a result, they may be discouraged from trying to work even a few minutes of physical activity into their day. People who believe that they can't meet a lofty exercise goal often do nothing, and that's true. So it's kind of like, well, if I have to go out and walk for 45 minutes, I'm just not going to walk at all. I don't have time. But if they say you have to walk for 10 minutes, well, I can do that. I mean, that's doable. So it's all about what you kind of get the mind to believe that you can do. That will make some of the biggest or greatest strides and greatest benefits in your overall health. But they say, for example, in several of the studies, about 74 minutes weekly can reduce the risk of death by almost 20%. Essentially, the more physical activity you do, the more of a response you'll get. Some exercise is better than none, but more is better than that. He said, minor increases in physical activity may gradually lead to more intense exercise, noted Sparling. Once a routine and mindset are established, adding more activity or higher intensity may be easier. So a five-minute stroll really can improve your health? Yes, it can. 5 minutes is better than no minutes. I completely agree with that. That's what we teach here. So the main point is that more walking and light activity for habitually sedentary older persons can improve general well-being and one's ability to sustain routines daily. And the key is really, outside of the 30 minutes of light activity daily, which is typically recommended, I just say get out and get moving. I mean, we've even got a five-minute workout that you can follow that can make a tremendous difference in your overall health. But the key to self to being motivated, number one, be self-aware. Okay, so many people just don't like exercise and refuse to admit it. So people need to understand how they think and feel about physical activity. Just if you don't like it, that's fine. You don't like it, but you have to suck it up and make it happen, because the reality is we know that if you sit and if you're sedentary, you're going to die earlier. You're going to have more potential for disease. It just is what it is. I mean, that's, we know that in the research, so don't fight it. You've got to find something you enjoy, no matter what it is. And not everyone has to work out with weights, and not everybody has to ride the bike and do all that. But know your preferences, too. Some people like to exercise in a group or by yourself. So you just have to find out what you like and get in a normal routine. If you want to get a good exercise partner that you go with, then that's fine. But get in a routine and stick with it. And then don't give up. Everybody misses a day or you know, gets to a point where they can't get into the gym or go out and walk. But understanding that a short-term setback or a one day where you're kind of going through something is okay. You just get back on track. You do what you can with what you have where you are. That's the key. And always make the best choices that you can. Remember, when you're given a day, even if it's a day that you plan to rest, when you're given that day, you're not promised another day. You're given that one day. So what can you do with the one day that you've been given to maximize your health, your vitality, your energy, your relationships, your calling, your work? I mean, you've got to look at that day's value, and that's why even if it's just 10 minutes and it's something that you can get done that doesn't take a whole lot of effort, but you at least do something versus sitting and watching another reality show or whatever is on TV. Make a difference. You know, get out and be active. Do something for your physical body to make an impact. All right? 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. You go to teamlifestyle.com. Our lifestyle providers, healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. All this nutrition and lifestyle-based care we talk about, pretty cool. It's good to jump in with them so they can help take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be, really, because our health is our greatest wealth, and those choices we make matter. Now, I can't do it for you. Your friends, your family members, your coworkers, your loved ones, no one can help you take responsibility for your health but you. So you have to jump in and figure that out. Coming up, we're going to jump in. We've got superfoods that you don't want to miss. Also, some new fitness tips and some medical breakthroughs, I think, that are powerful, way to lead you into better health. And when it comes down to fat loss and getting fit and trim, think about this. If you'll get your mind right in whatever it is, the body will always follow. We'll be right back. Have you been injured, had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885. Or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Be part of the show. Call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. Get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. You go to oncallradio.com. You're listening to On Call Radio. Happy to be here for you each day to empower your health and empower your life. Let's go to the phones and talk with John. Hi, John.
Trying to get find out what kind of berries it is you eat for the balance.
John, when you're talking about balancing the body, one of the keys, all the berries are good. And I like blackberries, blueberries, strawberries, raspberries, any kind of berries are really good to help balance out the body. Also, to look at the antioxidants and the polyphenols, they're loaded with them. So again, when you're making good choices with fruits, I really like all the berries themselves. Really, blueberries are technically the superior one in all the research and studies, but at the same time, one of the big keys you got to look at, you know, again, when it comes to fresh berries, fresh, frozen, organic, of course, those are the best. But just steer clear of the one in the can. Those are the ones you want to steer clear of. Okay, 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. You go to oncallradio.com. Brenda, you're next with us. How can I help?
I have a Barrett esophagus, and I just need to know what the best thing to do for it. Thank you.
Sure. Yeah, the Barrett's esophagus. Yeah, it's one of those things where the Barrett's esophagus, is a challenge, because when you have acid reflux over and over again, it can begin to transition the cells inside the esophagus, and they can turn it into potential cancer cells. So that's the scare, I guess, or the concern with a lot of physicians when it turns into Barrett's. So you got to look at your diet. That's a big key. Having someone help you with that and kind of guide you in that process is really important. And I'll tell you that one of the big keys, especially when you're looking at any kind of acid reflux, look at bromelain as an enzyme that can help break things down, hydrochloric acid or HCl. You can really get that stimulated through apple cider vinegar, which does wonders for helping you break the proteins down in the stomach. And that's one of the big causes. See, a lot of people think you have too much acid and that's what causes the reflux. But many times for a lot of people is that you don't have enough of the stomach acid, meaning that your body's not producing enough of it. So when you eat certain proteins, the body can't break the food down very well, and then it creates a refluxing mechanism that can be quite the challenge. So that's first and foremost what you have to look at, and that's a big piece of it. So I would encourage you to look along those lines first and have someone, a nutritionist, lifestyle coach, someone to guide you through the process of eating better, creating a better strategy. And that's going to help you along the way, because again, Barrett's, if the refluxing continues, then of course the damage to the cells inside of the esophagus is going to continue. I mean, it just won't change. And there's only so much, as you're probably seeing now, that the medications can actually do. So a lot of it has to do with your eating habits. Remember, keep everything in balance. Equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and veggies, and then your healthy fats, your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, your avocados. Keeping everything in balance makes you stay in balance. And it all starts with what we put inside of our mouths every single day. All right? Keep us posted. Now, our food of the hour is a great time, because certain foods bring health to the body and certain ones will take health out of the body. So one of the big keys that we have to look at is we want to be able to figure out, okay, which foods do we want to have on a regular basis and which do we not? A lot of the doctors that we work with, when we suggest any kind of fruits, we're real big on berries, but we're also really big on apples and oranges. And the reason is they have a lot of healing nutrients that are in these fruits that are just absolutely amazing. So in recent studies, the healing properties of oranges have really been associated with about a mini variety of the phytonutrient compounds. So a lot of the citrus flavonoids and polyphenols are loaded in there. Of course, probably one of the highest levels of vitamin C. But one of the flavones that they call is hesperidin, and it's been known to lower high blood pressure as well as cholesterol in animal studies. It's got a strong anti-inflammatory property as well, and importantly, it's most powerful phytonutrients found in the peel. I mean, a lot of times you'll see orange peel being used in cooking and in even a lot of herbal type medicines. Pretty amazing. It's been used for years. But vitamin C, they're saying now, of course, got all kinds of different health benefits. Linus Pauling won incredible Nobel Prize for his research on vitamin C. But we know for a fact oranges are great for health, because the oranges themselves, even though it's only a certain milligram, 75 milligrams or so per orange, it's such an available compound to the body. It can absorb it, utilize it. It's a whole food-based way of getting it. And we know that it's got incredible benefits of protecting our own DNA, our cells, against cancer, especially in the areas of the body where cellular turnover is rapid, such as the digestive system. It can prevent our DNA mutations, which could translate into cancer later on. So it's why a good intake of vitamin C is associated with a reduced risk of colon cancer, free radical damage to other cellular structures and other molecules can result in painful inflammation as the body tries to clear out the damaged parts. Vitamin C, which prevents the free radical damage that triggers the inflammatory cascade, is thus also associated with a reduced severity of the inflammatory conditions such as asthma, osteoarthritis, and the rheumatoid arthritis. Now, free radicals also oxidize cholesterol. Only after being oxidized does cholesterol stick to the arterial walls, which building up creates the plaquing that we get a little bit concerned with. But vitamin C, of course, is vital for the proper function and healthy immune system. Glass orange juice, they're saying, is more protective than vitamin C alone. Now, this is, of course, freshly freshly juiced juice. Orange juice is the best way to go. There's a study done at the University of Milan in Italy, and there were several test subjects that were looked at. They did about 150 milligrams of vitamin C coming straight from freshly blended juice, and they found that the blood samples were collected immediately before the drink was consumed, every hour for 8 hours, finally at 24 hours. The blood samples were exposed to hydrogen peroxide and free radical damage, and the DNA was evaluated 3 and 24 hours later. Only when the orange juice was consumed was it protective. And after drinking the orange juice, DNA damage was 18% left after 3 hours, 16% less after 24 hours. Pretty amazing. So powerful. Simply eat an orange, though. Of course, you know, I'm not a big fan of juice as much as I am either blending the fruit or just eating the fruit itself. Protection against cardiovascular disease. There's a big report done called The Health Benefits of Citrus Fruits, and it was released years ago, but there were about 48 different studies in this that they looked at. And citrus, of course, was the most significant protectant against esophageal and laryngeal cancers. And for the study, the World Health Organization did a report on diet, nutrition, and prevention of chronic disease. And they found that it was all necessary for lowering the cholesterol, cardiovascular risk factors, homocysteine, which is a big one, and also potassium, which helps lower blood pressure, protect against strokes and cardiac arrhythmias. All of these were in the citrus fruits. And a large U.S. study reviewed a report showing that one extra serving of fruit and vegetables a day reduced the risk of stroke by 4%, and it increased about 5-6 times a serving up to about 19% reduction of risk of stroke just from consuming one extra serving of citrus a day. Pretty amazing. Long-acting limonoids in the citrus add to their ability to promote health. This is really good. Protective polyphenols that are helping against colon cancer, breast, stomach, lung, and even skin cancer, they're saying. And about 16 volunteers were given a dose of the limonene glucoside in amounts ranging from those found to be about 1 to 7 glasses of orange juice. And in this, possible cholesterol-lowering benefits were available. They saw LDL cholesterol, which is the bad cholesterol, was lowered, and the HDL cholesterol was the good cholesterol, was increased. It's a good source of fiber, too, which is great for our digestive tract. Helps prevent kidney stones. The British Journal of Nutrition found that women who ate one orange a day had a urinary pH value that was significantly more alkaline and helped reduce the potential of calcium oxalate stones, helped to prevent ulcers, and reduce the risk of stomach cancer as well. An orange a day may help keep ulcers away, according to a study published at the Journal of American College of Nutrition. In this study, the researchers evaluated data from about 6,000 adults enrolled in the Third National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey. In this, they looked at things like H. pylori, which is a real strong bacterium. It's the responsible bacteria for peptic ulcers. And they looked at that and found that, of course, that was one of the main reasons for that happening. Protection against respiratory health. Of course, when you're looking at respiratory health, the vitamin C levels have been shown inside of oranges to be about 37% of protecting the body against lung cancer and increasing the O2 consumption as well. Also protection against RA, rheumatoid arthritis. So the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition adds to the evidence that enjoying a daily glass of freshly squeezed orange juice or eating an orange can lower your risk of developing rheumatoid arthritis. See, the fruits and vegetables that we have every single day can be our best medicine. Food in the right amounts, in the right way, can give us the greatest amount of health we could ever ask for if we know how to use it and if we know how to eat it. So that's why we're here, to be able to teach you, give you great tools to take the foods that really God has already given us in a great abundance, to learn how to use those to promote the best health possible. And by making better choices, we can really begin to thrive. 888-283-7272. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Connect with the show online on callradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Okay. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. You go to teamlifestyle.com. Remember, whatever you're struggling with, we're here to help. Here to take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. It's all about lifestyle. It's about the choices that we make every single day. And if you haven't made good choices, it doesn't matter. Don't ever beat yourself up. Because really, the choices you make now, that's what matters. You really can begin to thrive and really go to that next level and be who you want to be and have the body you want and the health that you want if you can make better choices and newer choices now. And this show, that's what it's all about. We want to help you go to that level. 888-283-7272. You can always give us a call. Let's go to Brian. Hi, Brian.
My question has to do with two things. The advertised flu vaccine that they say is supposed to be so good each year for the flu, various cases of the flu things. I'm somewhat skeptical of that, and I just wanted to talk about that. And then also the injection for shingles that you can have. I did have chickenpox when I was a little boy, and I had it really... There wasn't a square inch of my body. It didn't have a little red bump or something. And I'm 71. I don't know if I need to get the vaccine or not. But is there any medical evidence that it really helps to get that vaccine or not? Or is it just kind of a medical whatever?
I don't know that it's a medical whatever. I think that with any kind of vaccine, you have to make your own decision. And, I mean, the standard guidelines are that they are beneficial to you, and there's different thoughts and different theories on those. So I would encourage you, really, to just kind of do your own searching on that. I mean, when it comes to shingles, you got to think, okay, well, shingles is the herpes zoster virus that's been dormant in your body. If you ever had chickenpox, then it's already in your system, and it's been hanging out there since you had it the first time as a kid. So once you have the chickenpox and you've kind of gone through that, then if stress levels get to a high enough level in your life, whether it's financial or relationships, or you go through some type of tough time, then it can put you in a place where you really need to make some serious decisions. And yes, can the vaccine help? It's helped people. Yes, that's why it's there. But are you going to eventually get shingles if you go through a high level of stress? There's a potential for it. Yes, it can happen. So again, there's no guarantees with anything, but again, they do their best to have some choices available for you. So even though it's advertised, you have to make the best decision for you. And again, there's pros and cons to everything. I mean, that's with any kind of medication. There's side effects. That's why you'll see a commercial for any kind of medication, and you got somebody running through a field, and everybody looks all happy, but then they list all the side effects at the end of the commercial, and you're thinking, well, my gosh, I don't know if I want to risk the side effects for what the benefit would be. It's like that with anything. So I think you just weigh those options out, and you make the best decision for you. That's really, because it's your own body, it's your own health, and that's one of those decisions that on the preventative side, just like taking a multivitamin. You know, some people think believe in vitamins, and some people think they don't do anything. So it's up to a certain person on the preventative side do you want to take something or not? And that's really the best way to look at it from any perspective. 888-283-7272, give us a call or go to the website. We go to oncallradio.com. Jacob in Glendale, Arizona. I'm a marathon runner, and I've noticed I get very tired after my morning run. Should I start running at night? I'll tell you, Jacob, when it comes to running and sports performance, that's a big key area. When it comes to figuring out what you want to do, and in your recovery ability. Whether you run at night or in the morning is kind of irrelevant. Now, technically, you have better endurance in the evening because there's a certain level with the way your adrenal glands work and the way your body utilizes oxygen. So there have been some studies that show that. But I think that for anybody, you look at your schedule, your energy levels, and when you like to do it the most. Like, for example, if your work really puts you in a place where working out in the, or running in the morning is better for you, then do that. If your family obligations make it to where your exercise in the morning is better, then do that. So it really, you have to kind of work with your own schedule and your life schedule to make those better decisions. But that's what I would shoot for. I would definitely shoot for working on your recovery. And the way you do that is around the workout, you have to make sure you're getting enough carbohydrate and protein. I'm a big, big advocate of protein, liquid protein in a whey or pea-based, but it has to be high-quality organic. And you do that before your exercise routine, then after the exercise routine, the same thing. But for you, you want to get some type of instant carbohydrate in there to replenish your glycogen stores. Those are where your body fills up the muscle cells and increase your energy stores. So that's a really good way to do it, is any kind of carbohydrate. Fruit is good, and even some of anything containing a higher glycemic load of sugar, even grape juice, believe it or not, is almost straight glucose that would go in. So that's an option. But then after that, about an hour and a half to 2 hours after your exercise routine, if you don't get in a high amount of complex carbohydrate, like sweet potatoes, brown rice, something like that, oatmeal, then it's hard to replenish the stores after a really hard workout. And that helps you get set for the next day, making sure that you have everything that your body needs for the next day. So I would just look at that as kind of a guide. And, again, blood testing numbers, too, are really important. You want to make sure your hormone levels are where they need to be. That's always something that's left out and missed. So you have to look at the nutrition and get it right. But you also have to know whether or not your metabolism and your hormone systems are at their best level. But it's another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show. Helps you get well, stay well, and live well, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885. Or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.